You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Hey everybody, we're heading to Shop Talk in just 10 days and you should join us there. Tickets go to full price on Friday, March 8th, but retailers and brands, you can use code OmniTalk to save an extra 10% off current rates. Google Shop Talk to learn more.
Headline one comes to us from Chain Store Age. Aldi has unveiled its most ambitious expansion plans yet, aiming to add 800 stores nationwide by the end of 2028 through a combination of new openings and store conversions. This significant growth initiative includes the completion of its acquisition of Southeastern Grocers, which operates Winn-Dixie and Harvey's supermarket banners, leading to the addition of approximately 400 stores in the Southeast region. To support this expansion, Aldi will invest over $9 billion over the next 5 years, focusing on adding new locations across the country. The grocer plans to strengthen its presence in the Northeast and Midwest, with nearly 330 stores planned for these regions by 2028. Additionally, Aldi aims to expand in the West by adding more stores in Southern California and Phoenix and entering new cities like Las Vegas. Aldi's CEO, Jason Hart, emphasized that the expansion is driven by customer demand and aims to meet the needs of shoppers while positively impacting the communities they serve. The company plans to convert a significant number of Winn-Dixie and Harvey's supermarkets to the Aldi format over the next few years, with the conversion process starting in midsummer. Headline 2 comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. Abercrombie & Fitch is experiencing a remarkable resurgence, with its stock price soaring almost 400% over the past year, driven by a sharp focus on meeting the needs of its customers, particularly adult women. CEO Fran Horowitz attributes this success to a customer-centric approach, emphasizing a deep understanding of their target demographic and tailoring products and experiences accordingly. The company has shifted its strategy away from its former teen-focused image, instead targeting women in their 20s and 30s. One of the key figures behind this transformation is Chief Marketing Officer Carrie Collins-Krug, who joined Abercrombie in 2018. Under her leadership, the company has embraced a lifestyle-oriented approach, identifying the long weekend as a pivotal period in customers' lives and aligning its offerings to suit this lifestyle. Abercrombie has expanded its product range to cater to the diverse needs of its customer base, introducing new lines such as denim for curvier customers and activewear for fitness enthusiasts. The upcoming launch of its new wedding shop collection further underscores the brand's commitment to serving its customers throughout various life events. Looking ahead, international expansion is a key priority for Abercrombie, particularly in regions like Asia Pacific and Europe. The company aims to replicate its successful long weekend concept globally, albeit with localized marketing strategies tailored to each market's unique preferences and cultural nuances. Headline 3 also comes to us from Chain Store Age. Nordstrom's fourth quarter performance surpassed expectations, driven by strong sales at its off-price Nordstrom Rack stores, which the company refers to as its, quote, growth engine. Despite the positive results, Nordstrom cautioned about a potential revenue decline in the current fiscal year due to one less sales week. The retailer plans to accelerate the expansion of its Nordstrom Rack footprint, with 22 new locations slated to open in the current fiscal year, up from 19 last year. Nordstrom Rack serves as a significant source of new customer acquisition, contributing to over 40% of the company's growth. Erik Nordstrom, CEO of Nordstrom, highlighted the importance of digital initiatives, announcing the launch of a digital marketplace on the company's website in April. This marketplace aims to expand the online assortment, offering customers access to a broader range of products and sizes from various brands. In addition to digital initiatives, Nordstrom unveiled plans for an ongoing series of pop-up shops, starting with the corner at its New York City flagship. This dedicated space will feature rotating luxury brands. Financially, Nordstrom reported net income of $134 million for the fourth quarter, with adjusted earnings surpassing analysts' estimates. Looking ahead, Nordstrom remains focused on driving growth and profitability, with priorities including new Rack store openings, digital expansion, and improving comparable store sales. The company expects full-year same-store sales to range from a 1% decline to a 2% gain, with overall revenue projected to fluctuate between a 2% decline and a 1% gain. Headline 4 also comes to us from Supply Chain Dive. AutoZone is making significant progress toward its goal of opening over 200 mega hubs in its network, with 101 mega hubs already in operation. These mega hubs serve as stores capable of stocking up to 110,000 SKUs and facilitating quick inventory replenishment at nearby satellite locations. Originally targeting to expand the mega hub network from 58 to over 100 locations, AutoZone extended its ambitions further upon realizing that opening multiple mega hubs in major metropolitan markets wouldn't cannibalize sales between locations. This led to revised targets, aiming for over 200 mega hubs in a relatively short period. With over 6,000 U.S. stores accessing products from Mega Hubs, AutoZone ensures improved inventory coverage with multiple deliveries daily or overnight. These locations allocate up to 85% of their space for hard parts inventory compared to satellite stores, which reserve up to 50% of space for the same purpose.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.